The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you the Sound Prints magazine for September 9th is online. Worlds of Books will meet at 9 p.m. on September 18th. That's tonight, folks. The Journey Through History will be meeting October 2nd. Fiction Old and New will meet October 5th. Tech Talk Archives, the Zoom conversation that they had recently, the Zoom training webinar information, urgent call to ignite House of Representatives on Marrakesh Treaty. You can cane give initiative to repurpose the old and broken canes that we've been using. Braille Superstore is having a sale. Indiana-Ohio joint ACB affiliate details at the convention. Boston Globe and Physics at Stanford, Dr. Palanker, have articles on AMD and retinal prosthetics. Today's reading of Vision News is underwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. The Sound Prints Audio Magazine for September 9th is now online. Cooking with the Tupperware Microwave Grill, Work Play, a free word game for Alexa, articles about technology and the future of Braille, grocery shopping with the Aira glasses, and accessibility of Realty websites. http://www.kentucky-acb.org/soundprints. Link to subscribe to the Sound Prints Audio Magazine podcast with the extension .xml. If you have any questions about the Sound Prints Audio Magazine, contact the Kentucky Council of the Blind. Phone 502-895-4598. Email kcb@kentucky-acb.org. Robert Acosta is inviting you to a scheduled Zoom meeting. Topic, Worlds of Books Discussion Group. Time meets the third Tuesday of each month at 9 p.m. Eastern. Join from Mac, PC, Linux, iOS, or Android at the website https://zoom.us/s/28620556 or iPhone OneTap US +1646876992(3), 28620556 # or +1408638986, 28620556 # or telephone US 1-646-876-9923 or 1-408-638-0986. Meeting ID 28620556. International numbers available at https://zoom.us/u/CNN(U)J(Z)1OH. If you execute the above link from a computer installed with Zoom client software, the software should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you execute the above link from a smart device containing the Zoom Cloud Meetings app, the app should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you prefer to use your iPhone as a regular phone without the app to call into the meeting, you can double tap on one of the above two numbers to initiate the call. Special note, if you wish to subscribe to our one-way announce list, please write to aw-announcements+subscribe@groups.io. You will receive a confirmation letter. Just reply to it without writing anything. If you wish to subscribe to the Tech Talk discussion list, write to tech-talk-discussion+subscribe@groups.io. You will receive a confirmation and just reply to it without writing anything, and you are on the list. Newswire for September 18th, 2018. Worlds of Books will meet at 9 p.m. Eastern on 9/18/18 to discuss The Mountain Between Us, DB89372, by Charles Martin. The NLS annotation follows. The Mountain Between Us, DB89372. Martin, Charles, reading time 9 hours 58 minutes. Read by George Newbern. Romantic suspense fiction. When Dr. Ben Payne is stranded at a Salt Lake City airport, he decides to charter a plane and offers the extra seat to stranger Ashley Knox. The plane crashes in the mountains, leaving Ben and Ashley to depend upon each other if they are to survive. Unrated commercial audiobook. Copyright 2010. You can find it on Bookshare at the following link, https://www.bookshare.org/browse/book/215-1933. Return path equals capital L3, capital N, capital I, capital Y, capital D, 9, TB, 2, capital R, 1, B, capital G, capital V, capital O, capital Y, capital W, 1, capital I, capital P, capital X, capital B, 1, capital Y, MXP, capital Y, little Y, capital Z, R, capital Z, capital X, capital I, 3, B, 3, capital J, K. Capital P, capital X, capital R, O, capital Z, capital S, capital B, T, B, number 3, capital V, U, D, capital G, capital F, P, B, I, capital B, I, capital Z, capital X, capital R, 3, capital Z, capital W, capital V, U, capital I, capital H, capital V, Z. About 10 minutes before the meeting of time above, execute the above meeting link on the device of your choice or dial in with the telephone to one of the provided numbers. All are welcome. Signed, Robert Acosta, Chair Emeritus, www.accessibleworld.org and www.radioutofthepast.org. Phone 818-998-0044. Email boacosta@pacbell.net. Newswire, Tuesday, October 2nd, 2018, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. The History Discussion Group will be discussing The Storm Before the Storm, The Beginning of the End of the Roman Republic, by Michael Duncan. You can find it on Bard by looking for DB89579. You can find it on Bookshare by following the link below. https://www.bookshare.org/browse/book/209-3515. Return path equals capital L, 3, capital N, capital I, capital Y, capital X, capital J, J, A, capital D, 9, T, B, 2, R, capital R, 1, B, capital G, capital V, capital O, capital Y, capital W, 1, capital I, capital P, capital X, capital B, 1, capital Y, M, X, P, capital Y, Y, capital Z, R, capital Z, capital X, capital I, 3, B, 3, capital J, K, capital P, capital X, capital R, O, capital Z, capital S, capital B, Z, D, capital G, 9, Y, B, capital S, capital B, I, capital Z, capital W, capital Z, V, C, M, capital U, G, D, capital G, H, I, capital I, capital H, capital N, 0, B, 3, capital J, T. All are welcome. About 10 minutes before the program starts, execute the Zoom meeting link on the device you will use to attend or dial the Zoom numbers from the invitation. We hope to see all of you then. The Zoom meeting link to attend Fiction Old and New, which occurs the first Friday of each month at 8 p.m. Eastern, is the following, https://zoom.us/j/613313488. If you execute the above link from a computer which installed Zoom client software, the software should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. Friday, October 5th, 2018, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Fiction Old and New will be discussing the book Little Fires Everywhere by Celeste Ng. DB89018. Here is the Bard annotation. Little Fires Everywhere, DB89018. Ng. Celeste. Reading time, 11 hours, 29 minutes. Read by Jennifer Lim. Human Relations. Elena Richardson and her family lead an orderly existence in Shaker Heights, Ohio, until Mia and her daughter rent a house from them. When a neighbor tries to adopt a new baby, Elena and Mia end up on opposing sides of the custody battle. Some strong language and some descriptions of sex. Commercial audiobook, copyright 2017. Join us at this Zoom meeting to discuss this great book. Co-hosts Michelle Bernstein, email hamletssweetlady@gmail.com, and Sherry Wells, email sherrywells1157@gmail.com. Date, Friday, October 5th, 2018, 5 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Mountain, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and elsewhere in the world Saturday at midnight Greenwich Mean Time. We hope you'll join us to discuss this great book. About 10 minutes before the program, click the link or dial the Zoom numbers found on your Zoom invitation. AccessibleWorld.org contacts, Robert Acosta, Chair Emeritus, Larry Gassman, Accessible World Co-Chair, AccessibleWorld.org, phone 714-449-1958. Email Larry Gassman with two S's at roadrunner.com. Alan Lemley, Co-Chair, AccessibleWorld.org, phone 601-919-6907. Email walemly@gmail.com. The Accessible World, a division of Helping Hands for the Blind, a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, seeks to educate the general public, the disabled community, and the professionals who serve them by providing highly relevant information about new products, services, and training opportunities designed specifically to eliminate geographic and access barriers that adversely affect them. Robert Acosta, President, Helping Hands for the Blind, 818-998-0044, www.helpinghands4theblind.net. An update has been posted to Tech Talk Archives, Tech Talk meeting on the Zoom platform for users featuring Mystic Access. You can download the file using the link below, https://accessibleworld.org/sites/files/tt-09-10-18-mystic-access.zoom-training-session-hour-audience.mp3. View description at the website http://accessibleworld.org/node/2513. Hello, the following information was forwarded to me. I would like to share this information as I feel it might be very beneficial, from Terrell Jones. Webinar description and registration. EASI free Zoom video conferencing and accessibility. Presenters Hadi Rangun, Jason Smith, and Ken Ding from UW and Zoom. Friday, September 14th at 11 Pacific, noon Mountain, 1 Central or 2 Eastern. Zoom is a web conferencing software that is quickly becoming more widely used by educational institutions, government agencies, and various commercial companies. The University of Washington has been collaborating with Zoom for a couple of years to improve its accessibility and overall user experience. While there are still a ways to go to achieve full accessibility, we believe that Zoom has made great strides toward accessibility. In this webinar, Hadi Rangun and Jason Smith from University of Washington and Ken Ding from Zoom will discuss various accessibility features in Zoom, including closed captioning, screen reader and keyboard support, as well as its screen sharing and remote control capabilities. Register for the Zoom video conferencing webinar. He forgot to include the web link. Respectfully, Terrell Jones, phone 1-615-419-2429, email tjwhtn@gmail.com. Here's information about the You Can Give initiative from Sugar Lopez. Wondering what to do with that old cane you no longer use in the closet? Is that drawer of used canes collecting dust and taking up space? Donate your old canes to the You Can Give program. We are collecting donated canes to refurbish and send to individuals who are blind and visually impaired around the world. Let's face it, we have it good in America. With the click of a button, we can order almost anything we need, including a cane. In countries like Mexico, China, India, and South Africa, people do not have access to the proper tools to empower independence and success. Do not let your canes go to waste. You Cane Give allows you to help us give your used cane to a person far away who needs it. James Boehm, B-O-E-H-M, recently spoke with a representative of the South African Council for the Blind. He was given a much deeper perspective. Initially, our focus was on empowering the blind, changing stereotypes, and equipping for equality and independence. But we realized that it is so much more than that. Blind people are actually losing their lives, he said. He shared four instances within the past year where blind individuals or families without a cane thought they were at an appropriate intersection and were safe. The people attempted to cross the street and were killed. The South African government provides $100 a month for the disabled to cover monthly living expenses. A mobility cane costs $50. Imagine if you had a monthly income of $2,000, a cane would then cost about $1,000. You Cane Give not only empowers the lives of the blind, but it also saves lives. We need canes in all sizes. We are able to send folding canes overseas, but straight canes can be donated to individuals within the United States. We have contacts in Peru, Nigeria, the Philippines, and South Africa wishing for a cane of their own. Our state convention is a great opportunity to throw used canes into your suitcase. If you donate a cane, your name will be entered for a prize drawing as a thank you. Bring your donated canes or tips to the You Cane Give designated table. Thank you so much. We appreciate your generosity. James and Wendy Boehm, founders of You Cane Give. Website www.youcanegive.org. Email youcanegive@gmail.com. Also, here's our Facebook page. https://www.facebook.com/you-cane-give-initiative-1558511342297696. Cell phone for James Boehm is 901-483-1515. Check out the YouTube video at https://www.youtube.com/watch/query-v=capital-C-capital-D-3-capital-I-capital-X-0-capital-E-T-capital-Q-capital-I-capital-A. A day without a friend is like a pot without a drop of honey, Winnie the Pooh. Please support me in my journey to another opportunity of life at Sugar's Transplant Journey. Hugs, Sugar. Ask your representatives to support the Marrakesh Treaty. https://cqrceengage.com/ala/app/take-action-query-engagement-id=489825. After many years of advocacy work, we still have a hurdle to jump in order to see the Marrakesh Treaty implemented in the United States, this time with the House of Representatives. The Marrakesh Treaty is an international copyright treaty that provides a copyright exception for libraries as authorized entities to make accessible copies of entire articles and books for people with print disabilities and distribute those copies across borders. Today, ask your representative in the House to support the Marrakesh Treaty Implementation Act by bringing it to a floor vote. Last week, ALA's Washington office, WO, staff were told by the lead staffer for the House Judiciary that the Marrakesh legislation was not going to come to the House floor until after the midterms. In WO's words, this is unacceptable. After the midterms, there's a lame duck legislature and then a new Congress in January, which means working all over again with the legislation, delaying for really no good reason, when there's no controversy whatsoever. This is the same staff person who told WO and the Library Copyright Alliance to stop lobbying in July, and that he is just not that interested in this issue. Of course, the Congress in general has a lot of things on their plate, but this is just a floor vote, so please contact your Congress members around the country, and let's get this non-controversial and important treaty implementation passed. In other words, we need the entire House to put pressure on the Judiciary Committee, since the committee is not interested in a simple floor vote. I will be sending a letter to Majority Whip Kevin McCarthy of California, in addition to my local House rep. Thanks, all. Signed, Mike L. Marlin, Director, California Braille and Talking Book Library, Sacramento, California, ALA Counselor at Large, email mike.marlin@library.ca.gov, phone 916-651-0812, and Kerry Russell, ALAWashington.org. Hi, Mike. Last week, we were told by the lead staffer for the House Judiciary that the Marrakesh legislation was not going to come to the House floor until after the midterms. We know this is unacceptable because after the midterms, we have the lame duck and then a new Congress, which means we will have to work all over again with the legislation delaying for really no good reason when there's no controversy. So LCA and NFB said we are going to have an advocacy campaign. Of course, the Congress in general has a lot of things to do, but this is just a floor vote. I've not had a conversation with the rest of LCA or NFB, but we did agree to move forward, so I wanted you to know. We will target House leaders on both sides of the aisle. Ryan, Wisconsin, and McCarthy, California, set the calendar. They are also targets. We talked about a day of action, but no details yet. At the WL, we are having a week-long retreat with the Office for Library Advocacy, so I will not be at my computer as much as usual, but I'll keep you updated. In the meantime, please tell your colleagues even beyond Wisconsin and California that this is going on. We have an action alert on the Take Action webpage. Hope all is well with you. Thanks as always, Kerry Russell, Director OITP Program on Public Access to Information, ALA Washington Office, 1615 New Hampshire Avenue, First Floor, Washington, D.C., 20009. See Russell at alawash.org. 202-628-8410. A big hello from the Braille Superstore. http://www.braillesuperstore.com. Query, source equals newsletter. It's never happened before, and it'll probably never happen again. But until supplies last, we've put over 60 items on sale across the store, discounted at half off or more. Let us brighten your day with some back-to-school deals that are so cheap they're almost free. A futuristic orb or pyramid-talking clock for only $6.95. Or how about a voice-controlled talking clock for only $3 more? A talking memo pen for less than $5, or a whole set of adjustable measuring spoons for less than $4. An instant-read medical thermometer for $14.95. And the deluxe Wilson voice recorders are being offered at half price for only $24.95. Every magnifier is reduced by at least 50%, usually more. The list goes on. Plastic Braille playing cards for $4.95 with a wooden card tray now at the same price. Some wooden games along with most of our wooden brain teasers are discounted hugely too, with most coming in at under $4. Bell soccer balls, footballs, and even rugby balls less than $9. And a huge array of Braille puzzles are at $4.95. Every Braille t-shirt in the store is priced at $6.95, with hats, sweatshirts, and hoodies also on 50% clearance. We even have audiobooks on sale. So, how do you take advantage of this amazing one-time offer? It's simple. Even simpler than usual. Just hop over to our website at http://www.braillesuperstore.com. Query, source equals newsletter. Click on the clearance banner at the top of the page to pull up a complete showcase of everything that's discounted and still available. Order online and go out to dinner to celebrate. Deals like this, with absolutely no strings attached, don't come along every day. Today, actually, there is such a thing as a free lunch. So, what can you order from us? Braille and talking clocks and watches with the best prices around. Talking computer software to learn to type, send email, or organize your digital music. Braille labelers, low vision magnifiers, audible sports balls and equipment. Braille and tactile toys for kids of all ages. The list is endless. We even have talking calculators, Braille card games, affordable yet durable canes, object locators, and an exciting new talking MP3 player that's also being discounted right now. And now for the fine print. Offer expires when the last clearance item is no longer overstocked. No returns or exchanges accepted on clearance merchandise. All orders must come to at least $10. Prices are quoted in U.S. dollars. Multiple orders welcomed per household. Offer valid for prepaid retail internet orders only. Thanks for reading, folks. We hope you enjoy the last few weeks of summer and the first few days of this incredible sale. This email was sent to tomcat53@comcast.net. America Council of the Blind Indiana and Ohio convention aims to broaden participants' experience and knowledge. The activities, speakers, and even the venue have been selected to maximize the potential for having fun while learning how to race to success. From Friday, November 2nd through Sunday, November 4th at the Waterfront Hotel and Conference Center, the convention will include several opportunities to have new experiences, including a Kiss the Bricks tour of the nearby Indianapolis Motor Speedway and Museum. Attendees may also choose to participate in an instructor-led adaptive sports and water aerobics session in the hotel indoor pool and work up their appetite for a pizza, social mixer, to socialize with new and old friends. They can also drop by the exhibit hall to speak with businesses and organizations offering services, information, and demonstrations. The keynote speaker will be Peter Berg, who serves as the technical coordinator for the Great Lakes ADA Center in Chicago. Topics for workshops include becoming conflict confident, vision research and clinical trials, Windows 10 for the visually impaired, tips for being prepared for emergencies, and techniques for personal safety, including a hands-on demonstration. The dinner banquet speaker is Tricia Zorn Hudson, who has excelled as a Paralympics gold and all-time medalist in swimming with over 50 medals despite being visually impaired. Attendees will also have a chance to interact with Tricia on Sunday morning at a breakfast table talk. There will be time to relax in the domed atrium and partake in an open mic night at the waterfront to share songs, live music, and stories, listen to a live audio description of a comedy show, and bid on a wide variety of specially selected items. Proceeds will benefit the local in Indiana and Ohio state chapters of the American Council of the Blind. To receive the discounted room rate, reservations must be made by October 5th. Attendees are asked to register by email or online at acb-indiana.org by October 15th. The full program and list of exhibitors are available online or by email or mail upon request. The Indiana and Ohio State chapters of the American Council of the Blind are nonprofit service organizations that serve to improve the lives of blind and visually impaired residents of their respective states. The organizations have joined together to create a larger annual convention, taking turns hosting the event. For further information or inquiries, call 317-759-1672, email barbara.salisbury@att.net, or visit http://www.acb-indiana.org. Daniel Palanker's article on photovoltaic retinal prosthesis for restoring sight to the blind is available at the website web.stanford.edu. He's a professor, and this is his research on a new retinal prosthesis. It is way too long for me to read in less than 2 minutes. I'm sorry. BostonGlobe.com has an article, Hope for New Macular Degeneration Treatments Buoys Patients, by Robert Weissman, Globe staff, September 9th, 2018. Sometimes it starts with wavy vision. Objects appear distorted. Familiar faces go blurry. Chantier, a 48-year-old healthcare consultant from Duxbury, struggled to read menus in dimly lit restaurants. After a battery of tests, his optometrist told him he had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, an eye disease that afflicts more than 9 million Americans and can cause serious vision loss. It came as a complete shock, said Tier. The prevalence of the condition is rising as the population ages. The number of early-stage cases for those 50 and older is projected to nearly double to 17.8 million in the United States by 2050, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. For baby boomers who are living longer than past generations and fiercely prize their independence, it's a dreaded diagnosis. There's more on the website. Please read to educate yourself about advances in this wonderful technology. We've run out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. So long until next time.